What's so great about?
Welcome to What's So Great About, the podcast that's brave enough to jack it all in just after getting a promotion in order to follow their dreams of making it big. My name's Terry.
My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very, very well. And you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it.
Now, Andy, I don't know if you picked up on that.
Yeah,
little,
what was that, Terry?
It was a vague and oblique reference to the fact that we are concluding our Sylvester Stallone miniseries with 2015's Creed.
Ooh.
Yeah, exciting. But before we get into that, how the hell have you been? It's been a couple of weeks.
It has, and I've missed it, Terry. I've missed you.
I tell you.
I've missed all of it.
Yeah, me too.
But less important, how have I been? How have you been, more importantly?
I'm good now. I've been better.
Do you still have tonsillitis?
No, sir, I do not.
Okay.
I wouldn't be here. It's extremely infectious.
God.
So the timeline was that, like, two weeks ago.
Yeah.
We actually had a lovely little weekend getaway. Me, you, and our friend Andy, Saturday before. But I came home to a little boy that's temperatures were spiking. Brought him to the care doc, and they're like, "Fine, he's fine. Temperature's down, you know."
Whatever.
Yeah, viral thing, maybe. You know, like, didn't have a clue. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You tell me.
What do you want? So then the next day we got an appointment with our regular GP, and he kind of said the same things. Like, he's a bit of a temperature, and the heartbeat is going fast, but I don't know. Mm. So they basically wrote a letter. It's like, bring him to the hospital. So like, oh great.
Okay.
So I like came home. I've been doing a lot of overtime and work lately because we're super busy. And I came home instead of doing my beloved overtime for that cash. I came home and Faye loaded up the wagon and put Gus in, and they went to Crumlin Children's Hospital. She didn't get home till 3 a.m. and turned out he had tonsillitis.
Ugh.
Yeah. So
that was sore enough as an adult.
He was fine. Once he got the medicine into him, he was actually
I was thinking about it because I was like, Jesus, like, seeing how hard it was for you to swallow. I was like, this the poor one-year-old.
Yeah, so like later on that week, on the Friday, I was in work, and three separate people said to me, "You look terrible. Are you okay?
All right. Thanks a lot."
And like somebody's like, "Is your eye okay? Have you got conjunctivitis?" Because I had a bit of a crusty eye going on earlier on in the morning. And I was like, "I'm just wrecked, you know, busy work and kids and all that stuff." But then that night I was like, hello, in bed, like, cold, hot, not sleeping. Yeah. And then we went to the cinema Saturday night to see Civil War, because my fever kind of broke during the afternoon, and we had booked the babysitter. So
Civil War?
Oh, yes, my friend.
Captain America?
No, not Captain America. It's the new Alex Garland joint.
Oh, excuse me.
I'll come back to it, but... Yeah. Sitting there watching it.
Do you have to? Just kidding.
Sitting there watching it, and like Faye put her hand on my head, and she's like, "Take off your jacket, take off your hoodie, take off your hat.
Here we go."
And I was like, "Why?" She's like, "You are burning up." And like, I was sitting there, like, I'd have to watch the film again. Like, I really liked it.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I don't think I was focusing for lots of that movie because I was like delirious with a fever.
Biggest crime of all. You couldn't soak in.
It was good, but it was like I was feeling weird. You know what I mean? And then the next day, Faye was like, "You can't go to work tomorrow." I'm like, "Yeah, I can. I'm fine." She's like, "Terry, like, you're all over the place." And we got the care doc in Arklow, which is fucking great. I wouldn't have been able to get an appointment with my doctor, shitty as they are. And it was like,
was in that new health center?
Yeah. Nobody in it. I was like,
yeah.
Walked in, your mom was like, "Let me have a look at you." And I was like, "I think I have a bit of a fever." Every time I took it, I was taking it wrong. Because it's like 37.4. I'm like, okay. We're like pumping sweat. Yeah. Like,
I guess I'm fine.
Yeah, you can feel your heartbeat in your temple. Yeah. Like, and then he's like, "Bloop, oh yes, 85.5. And then he like looked at my throat, was like, "Yep, classic tonsillitis." So thankfully he gave me a few meds there for the night. And then, but I just had to like.
You sent me a message when you had it. And I was like, I've actually never seen you look so low. You know what I mean? You were very like,
I was fucking depressed, man.
Yeah,
like
you reminded me of the message, the video message that I sent you when Milo was a few months old. I remember where you were genuinely concerned.
Yeah, it's like, are you okay, buddy? Yeah. Like, you're like, I don't know how you did it, man. Kids, it's been 8 years or whatever. That was, I'm feeling grand now. Yeah. I'm perky, but 2 weeks without podding is the biggest crime.
It is.
Yeah,
I was depressed. I was depressed, just not podding, to be honest.
Yes, Andy.
I was, you know, and like I had watched half of Creed, and I thought, great, this will give me weeks to watch it. Ended up cramming it in last night, of course. But,
of course.
You were going to smash that until you realized
my hand. Yeah. You idiot.
Do you know, I was watching. Oh, stop my mouth. Look at this thing.
It's a compression sleeve.
Now, that's the coolest one you've had so far.
Yeah.
Because it's like.
You want to see what it looks like?
Fingerless gloves. Yeah, yeah. You can play with it now, can you?
What do you mean?
I mean, show me.
All
right. You know, I was trying to be slick.
So.
That's
the best it's looked.
Like. Mommy, what's wrong with that man? No, seriously, let me see. Yeah, it doesn't look good, does it?
I can kind of make a fist now.
Terry, please. Okay.
Faye has been calling me like hand and glove. And like okay, hands.
And like, it's just like, not even trying. It's like, hands.
Yeah, all right, glove. Like, at one point she was like,
cool hand, Luke.
No, she's like, like Vanilla Sky over there, and like, dude, fix your fucking hand.
Yeah, your hand looks like Tom Cruise's face in Vanilla Sky. Is that alright to say?
La la la
la. Hey, I was watching. Actually, you know what? No, I wasn't watching. I wasn't watching that new. You know me. But you know what? I've started to rewatch The Last Dance. Okay, I know we did a whole episode about it. You can find it on Patreon, by the way. Or was it a main feed?
No, that was Patreon.
I've been watching it again. Do you know why? Because this is like the rabbit hole I went on. I'm on TikTok. I see a clip for Coach Carter.
Hey!
So
have you seen
on.
Coach Carter?
Oh, I've seen it a few times.
Oh, man.
Great movie.
I'll have to take that off the sports movies miniseries.
Oh, yeah, keep it on, man. No, because
it doesn't work if you've seen it and like it.
Why can't I like
sir,
the movie?
Young sir.
And it was like, so I watched that for the first like 30 minutes, and then I just got a hankering for like,
he's so fucking good.
He's great,
like,
in it.
It's a type of movie that's like, it's actually kind of shit, but it's brilliant.
It's like, it's shit, but it has no business being that good. You know,
Big Sam Jack elevates it.
Yeah, when Kerry's walking past and she's seen it on, and she started like kind of shaking her head and laughing. Like, because I never shut up about Coach Carter, apparently. But, like, I was watching it, and it's just, it's like, it just gave me a hankering for more. So I stuck on The Last Dance.
Skeeter, no. Fucking everybody. Channing Tatum is
in it. And then, because again, on my TikTok, I've been seeing clips of The Last Dance.
I can't get on TikTok, man. Like,
I tell you, you're actually better off not to, because it's so good. Mm. The algorithm is so good. That like you will be like, oh, it's tomorrow night. How did I get here?
No!
I forgot. I've got the tension. But like I kept seeing clips of it and all that, and so I put it on. And man, I'm on episode 4 or 5. I forgot just how good, in terms of like the amount of story that they have to cram. That it's like the main story is this is their last season, mm-hmm. The Last Dance, but each episode goes into another season. In the build up to this, and individual players,
it's masterfully
and upgrading,
done. Like.
It's never boring. Like some, like my instinct when it goes to like the little timer goes from like 1998, it goes 1970, and I'm like, ugh, we're gonna have it. But like straight away, it's still super interesting. Yeah. And the stuff with Scottie Pippen, Dennis Rodman, and like
you should try the OJ one on Disney Plus.
Oh yeah,
have you still got it? Still got Disney
I don't
Plus?
Have it.
No,
I mean to ask you for your login, but that.
Well, that's not my login, so I can't give it to you.
Speaking of...
Have it on Blu-ray. I'll give it to you on Blu-ray.
Okay. I don't have that to play it.
Don't you have a PS3 or whatever? No. PS4?
Doesn't work. It's like a fucking jet engine.
Big old jet airliner.
I can't remember what I was going to say now.
Oh, well, here's one. If you like the Michael Jordan of it all,
yeah,
there's that movie, Air, on Prime Video.
Oh, yeah?
It's all about the Jordan shoe.
Is it good?
It's Matt Damon.
Is it good?
Ben Affleck. Chris Tucker.
Okay, look.
Marlon Wayans.
Naming all the bright people.
It's good. It's very good.
Is it?
Ben Affleck directs it as well. Oh. Directs the shit out of it.
Oh.
Good movie.
I would be interested in that, actually.
And I tell you what else you'd be interested in. Just because I was listening to a podcast, Screen Drafts. Great podcast for anybody out there listening. Mm-hmm. If you're into movies.
Don't plug other pods.
I mean, we're not competing with
them.
We're
in the TV and movie category.
Yeah, like it's American.
These schlubs will be ahead of us in the charts. I guarantee you that.
Yeah,
rewatchables and the rest.
Yeah, I mean, rewatchables is the ringer. Like it's they fucking own Spotify or whatever, you know?
Really?
I mean, Spotify bought them, the ringer. So like,
fucking hell.
They're like Spotify exclusive, you know, one of those podcasts. Right. So
yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're made in the shade. like I think, you know, Bill Simmons is I don't want to say a billionaire, but like, what's like a 100 millionaire? I'm sure.
I keep confusing Bill Simmons
with don't say Bill Maher.
No, with
that prick,
Schillinger.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, J.K. Simmons. Yeah. I always confuse it. I don't know who Bill Simmons is.
Bill Simmons is the podcast
king.
Like you know, he's has his own podcast. The Ringer is his thing.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
But. It's Aaron Sorkin. It's like he's written or directed 10 movies, and they have three people on. They rank them competitively. Collaborate is their whole thing. But they were talking about Moneyball. You ever seen Moneyball?
I have seen it.
Have you?
Yeah.
I think you're lying.
No, I've seen it. Just don't ask me to tell you anything about it.
And they were talking about
I loved it in parts. In other parts,
man.
I was bored.
They're talking about it, and then I was like, on the Lewis over here, I'm like, I'm gonna stick on Moneyball. It's like right there on Netflix for me to just watch. And like 25 minutes or whatever, I'm like, fuck, God, this is good. Like, it's just, it's sports analytics about a sport that I care nothing about.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, like seeing Brad Pitt in the office of the other, like the Cleveland Indians general manager and the two of them like trying to negotiate players. And he's like, no, Garcia's a hard no. He's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
And I'm like, is this how it actually is?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he has to come hat in hand.
He's so Brad
fucking
Pitt, though, isn't he? Though?
But this is like the most Brad Pitt movie star performance, and it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I liked it. I remember liking it. All right,
watch it again.
Okay,
yeah. Like that's on the sports movie draft. Let me tell you.
Oh well, you know what else I rewatched?
What?
Because I was in the mood for a comfort movie.
Mm-hmm.
I rewatched This Is the End again. Yeah.
You're like me with Oppenheimer. Only my one is Oppenheimer.
I would watch This Is the End another 15 times before I watched Oppenheimer.
That's a shame.
You know what I mean?
That's a shame.
You're not going to weasel Oppenheimer into the schedule.
Well, some of our patrons have asked us to do a Chris Nolan miniseries.
Oh, what's he ever done? Huh? What's he done? Yeah.
Actually, you're asking me.
Batman?
Yeah, he's done three Batman. The three best ones.
The last three.
Well, not the last three. The Christian Bale ones.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Then he's done. Yeah, fine.
Batman Begins was pretty good. But yeah, go on.
Dark Knight.
Batman Begins is better. Okay.
Fucking idiot.
So we did that in the board.
Memento.
Next.
Memento.
Haven't seen it. Next.
Prestige.
Never seen it.
Dunkirk.
Haven't seen it.
Inception.
Seen it, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it's fine.
Inception would kind of be lower on my personal list. People love it.
I feel like I should have just said, yeah, I've seen that. Definitely seen that. Don't need to do that for a series.
Well, there we go. People requested it. So, you know, we'll talk about it.
But yeah, you know what? Like I'm not going to talk too much about it. But like, I still, every time, because this one I actually watched with Kerry over 3 nights because she only has about 30 minutes in her. And it
drive me bananas.
It did. By night two, I was like, ready for night three of this 90-minute movie?
I would have watched it 3 times.
I did watch a little bit and then told her. She's like, oh, it was a shame that you watched it because I wanted to finish it. I'm like, no, I didn't. I like lied. Yeah. Like, I'll just watch it again just so we can rewatch it again.
Costanza.
Yeah, but like every time I watch it, it actually gets better, to be honest. And I know, like, the more I watch it, the more I realize it really is a stoner movie.
Oh yeah.
And I didn't really consider it that at the start. I don't know why. Like, I like, yeah, Pineapple Express, that's the stoner movie. This Is the End is like, you know, whatever. But like, it's so good. Like, I think it's really funny.
It is good.
And it just kind of...
I think Pineapple Express is more for me, though. Like,
do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a better movie.
It's more story.
All around. Yeah. Like, it's just and better characters. Like, James Franco is better.
He is,
in Pineapple Express. Like, James is like his best performance, probably. Like, you know... You know, I watched something new.
Go on.
It's about a video game. It's an adaptation of a video game.
Oh, yeah.
Ever hear of Fallout?
Of course.
And it's the new TV series on Amazon Prime.
Is it good?
You know what? It's fucking brilliant.
Just once I'd love you to say, Andy, it's fucking
You know why it's brilliant?
Why, who's in it?
My man.
Walt Goggins.
Yes! Sandy. He is in it.
He's fucking everywhere.
It literally starts off with him. He's like a movie cowboy that's been reduced to like doing kids' parties.
Right.
And then like the blast comes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it cuts to like the vault dwellers. And, you know,
yeah,
they do their whole story.
I'm
and
not
then,
too familiar with the game.
You're not? Ooh.
I thought it was quite boring.
Really?
Am I thinking of Far Cry? One of them, Fallout or Far Cry, was just like, when are they going to get to the action here?
Oh, a lot of action in Fallout.
Maybe them.
Mutants, dogs, you know.
Is that in one of those games, do you wake up or do you start the game as a child, as a baby?
And you're
maybe I'm thinking of
you start one. In this, you kind of are in a cryo chamber.
Okay.
And then it's like, when you wake up, I don't know if it's your dad in one of them or maybe it's your daughter in one of them. There's... Fallout 4 is really good.
Yeah.
And you have to go and find them, but it's like the wasteland, and you've spent all your life in a vault.
Yeah.
So when you go out into the wasteland, it's like, oh, giant cockroach.
Yeah.
But this is the genius of the show. It's like you have a very attractive young lady as our main character, who's the vault dweller.
Who are we talking?
Her name is Ella Purnell.
Okay.
She's perfect cast in this. I saw her in Yellow Jackets, and she was like, she played like a 16-year-old in Yellow Jackets, so it kind of was like a little bit weird being like, she's attractive, especially when sitting there watching it with my wife.
Can't say that, can you?
Yeah. Lock me up. But when I saw her in this, I was like,
hello.
And then you have a guy who's like in the Brotherhood of the Steel, which are like these giant mech knights,
right?
But they're like arseholes. So like, if you're with them, they're like bloodthirsty, and you can't go against them.
Right.
And then you get back to Walt Goggins.
Is he the star?
He's like three. There's three main characters, and he is playing. Get this, he's playing the ghoul. So he has been around for over 200 years.
How's that work?
Well, he's a ghoul.
He's not human.
No, not anymore. He starts off as a human, and then it like flashes back to his life. But they do a thing where his nose is off, and like just seeing him like with it like a ghoul face, still talking like Walt Goggins, and like being like having his six shooters out blowing the shit. I'm like, oh, I had a script idea that I wrote, an outline of a script idea years ago, and it was like kind of like. It was on my 30th birthday, around that time, I like had it, and it was like, imagine if like America was cut off from the rest of the world and became kind of like a lawless thing.
Yeah, we pitched it in one of your pitch meetings. Yeah.
But like Walt Goggins was the character of this kind of like, not a bounty hunter, but he was kind of like this agent of chaos.
Yeah.
In the wasteland. And it's like, that's what he is in Fallout. And I'm like,
you stole my bet.
Not even, because it's different. But I'm like, you're giving me exactly what I wanted.
Yeah.
And like, just, I watched all the episodes. I'm like, well, now I want more.
I gotta watch it again.
I want more. Like, when season two comes, like 5 years, whatever, the way TV shows go.
That's good. I can picture you sitting there with a big smile on your face.
Just like, just him. When you see him, like, ooh.
Do you know what? Can I tell you one more thing? I actually did watch something new.
Okay.
I watched an anime with Joni.
Oh.
Suzume. It's on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of it.
By the creator of Your Name, which is a really big
anime. Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you?
Yeah.
Very similar.
Your Name. Suzume is about the cat?
No, it's about the girl, but the cat is in it.
Yeah.
And it's like a chair. the guy turns into a chair.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And really, really good. Looked stunning. And like, I watched half of it with Joni. She was crying halfway through because there's something that happens halfway through.
And scary, like, or like emotional?
Emotional. Yeah. And like, I knew she was a bit upset because like she didn't fight me. I was like, come on, we go brush your teeth. She's like, okay. And she's brushing her teeth. She's not saying no or running away or anything like that. I was like, you ready? Yeah. And I was like, what is this? And then she's like, it's like, that's sad. And then she's like, I was crying during that movie. And I was like, it's like, of course. Okay. I'm like, yeah. I cry during movies. I cry for songs sometimes. I'm like, you know, that just means you have emotions. And I was like, I have a feeling though, when we continue watching it, it'll all work out anyway. But afterwards, yeah, the two of us were like, that was great. So yeah. I would highly recommend. I mean, I don't know if it'd be too much for Bonnie. I don't know if it'd be too... Maybe you could watch it.
I mean, yourself, of course I could watch it. I could watch anything.
But it's good. If anyone's into... Because, do you know what? I really want to get into anime. I wish I was into anime more than I actually am. Do you know what I mean? I would like to like it more. And this was one that I actually genuinely wasn't trying to force myself. It was actually good.
Your Name is Good. It's odd.
Yeah.
Like, it's... He's like, it's a body switch thing. Yeah. With like,
I've seen like about half an hour of it.
Yeah, I mean, I liked it. I thought it was very good, to be honest. But there's another one called Weathering With You, which is supposed to be quite good as well. Like,
same
you know?
Guy, isn't it? Like,
yeah, yeah. So I think those three.
Yeah.
There's My Beloved Blank Check are doing a miniseries on, his name escapes me at the moment, but there's that movie Paprika. Have you seen it? That was on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on Netflix. No. And Perfect Blue. They're like, you know, anime, but like adult. Like, you wouldn't be showing them to Joni yet. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm going to dig into them or watch them along with the episode.
Yeah, tell me they're good.
I will. I most certainly will. Yeah.
Got anything else to talk about before we dig into this movie, Terry?
No, let's get right to it.
You're not built for this. These boys come in here. They got to fight for life. People die in the ring. Your daddy died in the ring.
I don't know him. Ain't got nothing to do with me. I've been fighting my whole life. It's not a choice for me. Every punch I ever thrown has been on my own. Nobody showed me how to do this. I'm ready.
Sick eyes from the nose pressure. Surely slip zip ties on the protesters. It's the six wives in the fry of a mold weather. Medic caviar bar out in Odessa. Dirty needles breaking all the old records. 100 holes, one shovel, that's an old treasure. OZ use teeth as a gold tester. Finger rolls, finger waves, passing from the old level.
This pitch is from the 10th round of the first fight, right? I heard about a third fight between you and Apollo. Behind closed doors. Is that true?
How do you know all this?
I'm a son.
Looking at the world through the TV, a day room, rapping over beats. But they fight with the key. They made electric chairs for his dying day. Last meals, no one feels them to try and stay. Death row like Suge in a late pot. Maybe he can dig a tunnel while they ain't blind.
That was the trailer for 2015's Creed, directed by Ryan Coogler, starring Michael B. Jordan, Tessa Thompson, and you're reading them for Sylvester Stallone for the last time for a while.
Last time.
I don't know. We might show up in something else.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but it's not going to be a Stallone vehicle.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Yeah. True that.
Yeah.
There's a Creed 2, isn't there?
There's a Creed 2 and 3.
Oh, wow.
Stallone is not in 3. Ooh. And he was not happy about it, let me tell you.
I can imagine.
He went as so far as to, like, I don't know if the remarks were deemed to be anti-Semitic to Irvin Winkler, who is the producer, who's produced all these movies. I think he owns the rights.
He did Rocky 1.
Rocky, yeah. So, like, and he did this one, and the Sons were the producers on it. But it was like when they announced Stallone wouldn't be part of 3, it was like, the blood sucking. like, a shade away from calling him like a hook nose. Or
right, yeah.
Like, you know, like.
Oh my God.
Creed 2, Stallone wrote.
And that's why he wasn't invited back for Creed 3.
Not as good. Not as good as Creed 1. I would say it goes 1-3-2, to be honest.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry. Creed 1.
Yeah. Care to take a stab at the budget?
I will say the budget was 40 mil.
75 million.
Wow.
I mean, a lot of people. Goodison Park, 100,000 apparently.
Oh, was that Goodison? Was
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Sly is an Everton fan.
Oh, have you seen that clip of him drinking the coffee? You ever see that? He's like, in the stands. It was brilliant.
And then a few clips of him with in a.
Is that why he got your man?
Tony Bellew?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
is that his name?
Yeah, yeah. He's professional.
Yeah, I knew. I thought he was like. I know I've seen him. I thought he was a UFC guy for some reason.
No, he was like. Well, yeah, boxer, he was like WBC champ at the time. Right. Yeah, 75 million is the budget. Okay.
Well,
opening weekend?
52 million.
A robust 42 million.
No. I don't get it.
You don't?
Okay.
Domestic total?
185.
109.
Oh.
Worldwide?
285.
174.
Oh, is that a bit of a stinker? Is that?
I mean, it's made 100 million more than.
I suppose. I don't know what I thought. Yeah, actually, yeah, I don't know what
it was
I
like
thought.
The first Rocky movie in whatever, 15 years?
That's why I would have thought it would have.
Or
got,
10 years?
Well, I thought it would have cracked the 200, you know?
I mean.
Right? Hey. Okay.
Rotten Tomatoes.
The breaks. Critics. 86.
95.
Fuck's sake.
Audience.
89.
That's yes! The buzzer. Remarkable. Remarkable. 89 is correct. It had one Oscar nomination. Can you guess?
Best original screenplay.
Nope.
Best. Am I gonna get it? Well, we don't know. Hey. Best actor? Best supporting actor?
Best supporting actor for Sylvester Stallone.
Ooh.
He did not win.
Who won?
Mark Rylance for Who? Bridge of Spies.
Fuck off. They're always gonna win.
No,
someone with a name like that in a movie that sounds like that is always gonna win.
It's Steven Spielberg directed, starring Tom Hanks.
Didn't have a chance, did it?
It actually
blue collar guys like Sylvester Stallone.
No, because he won the Golden Globe. He won a couple other awards. The reason why he didn't win,
here we go,
is he is such a fucking asshole that you forget that everybody who works in the industry gets the vote on best actor,
right.
Not just the actors and not just the producer. So like the fucking makeup. The hairstylists, they're like, fuck this guy.
No way.
Yeah, so that apparently that's why he did not win. Because everybody's like, I think he's going to win it. Like, he's got such a momentum. Blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he's like, he didn't win. And like, it was apparently, it was the little guys. They're like, I'm not voting for that guy. Like, fuck him. Like,
I guess that's good, you know?
Is it good? Because I think he's phenomenal in this movie.
I agree. But, yeah. I mean, if you're an arsehole... I mean, I guess it's not about who are you as a person. It's your performance.
Yeah, but then it's also like, it's not boxing. It's not points. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know, Chadwick Boseman should have won the year he died.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah.
Like, but they gave it to Anthony Hopkins, who was brilliant. And it's like, yeah, but you got to give it to him, don't you?
Anthony, but like, I feel like if you give Anthony Hopkins an award for one performance... You can just.
He already had an Oscar. Like,
one, he's already got an Oscar, but two, like, he's Anthony Hopkins.
He's arguably the greatest actor of our lifetime. Like,
yeah, he is. But like, part of me wonders if he's getting away with it. Is he just being himself? You know what I mean? Like, is he just coming in and just saying the lines? And but he's got such, you know. I know it's not just as simple.
But you're not
as that.
King. Not yet.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they could have waited for Anthony Hopkins' next movie and be like, oh, best actor there, right there. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's close to the edge.
In more ways than one, he's a fucking psycho. Do you ever see his social media? Like,
I used to like his social media, and just, then he started getting into crypto. Crazy. Not crypto. Like,
NFTs.
NFTs.
And, stuff.
And yeah, I was yeah. like, oh, block.
Now, you know, I notice that you block a lot.
Yeah.
How do you know that
I block?
Because you told me.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like really you should mute. I feel like block
don't
is...
Don't you tell me how to do my
no,
social
No, that's
media.
Fine. But I just feel like... If you block is very like, yeah. It's like they've won. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
Mute is like, they don't even know that I can't see them. Block is like, you get they try to access somehow your account. You are blocked from viewing. Is well, what's his problem? You know? You know, I've obviously rattled him. Ruffled his feathers.
I didn't realize that's how it worked, to be honest.
You know, yeah. But if you just mute
them. So one of the,
if one of my Liverpool accounts,
what's the Anfield rap? If they try and
if
like,
they happen to say, "Hey, who's the lad that Liverpool sensation Andy Cantwell does a podcast with?" Please blocked us. Well, we're going to invite Andy on a lucrative new offer to join the team, but not anymore
because of me. They wouldn't. Well, then they don't want them anyway. You should block them.
Anyway, okay,
you ready for some boyf?
Boy, if it do me, baby.
Ryan Coogler,
great name,
was in St. Mary's College in California, where he first originated the idea for this movie. He was in a creative writing class, and his professor was so impressed with the story he had written about his father that he pushed him to consider a career in screenwriting, which led him to go to SoCal, Southern California University.
I know what it is.
Oh, okay. All right, hot shot. When he came up with the Creed screenplay, it was because he loved Rocky movies.
Right.
First time he saw his father cry was when they were watching Rocky together.
Rocky 1.
He stated that the premise regarding Rocky's cancer was based on his mother's battle with being sick. His father told him that they would watch Rocky films to help lift her spirits while they were... You know, in the trenches, shall we say. He met a prominent Hollywood agent, Charles King. He's represented Oprah.
Ooh.
And I think Tyler Perry as well. And he told them his story and his idea for Creed. And your man turned around and said, have you told anybody else this? And he said, no, just working on it myself. And he said, let me get in touch with Sly's agent. He said he didn't think he'd hear anything back from them. And they got in touch and said, look, I think Sly is finished playing that character, but I'll see if I can get him in a room for you.
Yeah.
Needless to say, he didn't get an answer for... Excuse me.
Sorry, I'm just moving here.
Excuse me.
Is that okay?
Yeah, fine. Okay. He didn't get an answer, and he thought all was lost. Until one day, out of the blue, he got a phone call from the man himself, SS, Sylvester Stallone. He said he read the script...
It's garbage. I'm going to rewrite it, of course, because I'll do that all the time. But
He'd actually started to work on another story. He thought this was dead, and then Sly said, I want you to fly out to LA and meet me.
Your expense. I will not pay.
Also, lunch is on you. After meeting with Coogler, he had told Stallone that he wanted Michael B. Jordan to play
the B is for basketball.
Okay, there we go. He finally got it out.
Had to get it in.
Yeah.
I laugh every time I think of it. Okay, go on.
It's terrible. Stallone met with Michael B. Jordan, and he was so impressed with him that he agreed to make the movie then and there. And he signed on to star as Rocky.
Wow.
He helped shape the script, even though he did not have a screenwriting credit on this one.
Okay.
Unofficially, he helped scrape it, and when everything was almost ready to go, there was a tragic incident that happened that almost derailed everything.
What was it?
Stallone's oldest son, Sage, died of a heart attack.
Oh God!
And he had said he was going to drop out of the movie. Coogler was able to convince him to stay on, and basically
use it, Sly.
Pretty much, like as a form of therapy. And he said after winning the Golden Globe that he don't think he could have got through his son's death without making this movie, which is very interesting. Because I do think he can see, like, there's a scene in the movie where he has the picture when he's in, when Adonis is in Paulie's old room, and he's like, "Hey, look at this."
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a picture of like Sylvester Stallone and his son Sage when they're kids. And like Coogler was like, "We need to keep this in the movie. I think it's a lovely tribute to him."
That's emotional.
It is emotional, man. The 2-round fight sequence, you know, where Adonis knocks down the, I can't even remember your man's name.
Yeah. Whatever.
It was shot in one take.
Ooh.
Yeah, 2 rounds, one take, the camera moving the whole time. They shot it 13 times and used the 11th take.
So
the fight scene, his first fight scene, remember, like, where he, like, beats...
He's getting beat up and then he beats him up.
Yeah, but, like, it's like, you know, it's the guy that's been training in the gym, Pete.
Yeah.
And his son.
So he did it all one take.
Yeah, 13 times.
Okay.
It's like ballet, like, you know what
I mean? Why didn't they just do it...
Because he might have gone...
Multiple takes, one time.
Because that's not what filmmaking is about, Andy.
Yeah, I'm here to ask the questions, you know? Well, I'm asking you what's so great about these things.
Yeah, well, that's true. You know? It's the name of the show. Michael B. Jordan gained 24 pounds of muscle and adhered to a strict diet for a year and worked out 2 to 3 times a day, 6 days a week.
Wow. He looked...
He looked incredible.
Shredded.
When I was watching, I was like, I bet you Andy appreciates this.
Of course I do.
The male form.
Of course I do.
In all its glory. And like we said earlier on, Tony Bellew plays Pretty Ricky Conlan.
Yeah, I liked him. Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
No, considering he's a boxer.
He's not an actor.
Yeah.
And our last Arnie watch.
Oh, yeah.
2015's Terminator Genisys came out the same year. Stinks. I watched
Stallone back on top.
I watched it recently. Arnie's kind of good in it, but the fucking movie...
Garbage.
Stinks.
I seen a clip of the two of them together where Arnie's talking about how he
fucked them.
Yeah, for Stopping My Mom Will Shoot. And it's like Stallone's finding out for the first time. He's like, he's like, this guy, you know, like he's talking, he's like, unbelievable. Like as he's talking, he's like, and Arnie's like,
Arnie's cracking up.
He's like, Arnie's like, the only way that I could beat him was if he had a slip up. So blah, blah, blah. He's like, obviously it came out, it was a total disaster. Stallone's just shaking his head like he's like, almost, I can't believe this guy.
Almost tanked his career. Meanwhile I made True Lies. Andy, what do you think of the movie?
I liked it. I thought it was very good.
It's a good movie.
I thought it was good. I think it was perfect.
Yeah, I don't think it's perfect.
I thought it was, the second half was better than the first half. I thought Stallone gives his best performance
100%
that I've seen since we've been doing it by a country mile.
He's tapped into something in this, and it could be the whole sun thing. Like
the whole scene where he's, you know, we'll jump around, but where Adonis finds the leaflets about him having cancer, and he's talking about how he doesn't want to fix himself, and he's like, if I could have one more day with my wife. I'm sure he's channeling his son there, because I'm like, wow, like look at the tears forming right now. And it's not like I'm a bit of a sucker.
Magic in the movies,
yeah.
Andy,
but like I'm a bit of a sucker for like someone can cry. I'm like, what acting? And I know there's so much more to acting than just being able to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm always straight away like, wow, you know, that always makes me go, wow. And when he's going through and talking about it, I was like, fucking hell, Stallone's acting the shit out of this movie.
The scene for me that really stood out. I mean, but the first time I watched it, I almost burst into tears where he goes to the graves and he takes the chair down and he's like, that's for you, my friend, Paul. Yeah. And then he's like, oh, my darling, puts the rose down. Like, let's see what's in the paper. And I was like, oh, like, like heartbreaking. Like, it's sad.
Yeah.
You know, but then the scene where the doctor tells him he has cancer and he's like, and then he's like, that's okay.
Yeah.
You know,
he's
like, I don't want to do that, but that's okay.
Yeah,
like,
oh
my God. Like,
I know. It was so.
He's like, so many options or whatever. We caught it early. Yeah. He's like, no, my wife. That happened with my wife. And I don't want to do that. That's okay. You know?
I know.
Yeah, like,
I actually want to go back and rewatch it now, knowing this thing about his son. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In some morbid way. Yeah. Because I'm kind of
freak.
Like, you know what I mean? Because I'm like, wow, he's fucking really like dialed in emotionally. This. And obviously that's a part of it. But
there's some great decisions in the movie.
Yeah.
Like immediately, like, to cast, is it Beverly Huxtable? Who's the, you know, from fucking Cosby Show.
Oh, yeah.
As the mother, as Apollo Creed's widow. To cast her as, like, Adonis's stepmom.
Yeah.
You're like, straight away, I'm like, what perfect casting.
Yeah,
like,
she was
like,
great.
No nonsense. Like, she's barely in the movie, but it's like, straight away, you're like, she's warm, but, you know, she's stern, and she will put manners on him. You know, like,
I have to admit, I think Michael B. Jordan. I'm just gonna say, can I just say Michael Jordan? Do I have to hate people's initials?
Just call him Michael B.
Okay, Michael B. I didn't like some parts of his. Like, I thought he was a little bit too unlikable, and I get it. His character is growing up in this, you know, all this sort of stuff. But I just kind of thought, like, I wasn't really rooting for him. In as much as I thought I would with a character in this position, you know what I mean?
Interesting.
I was kind of a little bit like fuck this guy. I mean, I hope he does it, but kind of fuck him as well.
Wow,
you know,
you were more in it for Rocky than
not even
Donnie.
Like, I was all in for whatever they were showing me, but I just kind of found him to be just a little bit too, like, sharp, or not even, you know,
yeah,
I mean?
Know
like,
what
a
you
little
mean.
Bit too like arse.
He's not warm.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Maybe that's it.
And that's the thing.
And that's probably why people actually love the character, because he's probably
real.
Way more real.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of stuff that was very real about this. The fight sequences were amazing.
I like, considering what you talked about with Rocky 1 and 4, the fights in the...
Night and day.
Yeah, it's night and day. It's like you're scrambling around with... you know, sticks.
Yeah.
And these guys just walk up with fucking
Zippo. It's like, it was the fact that they were able to nail it where it's like HBO.
I love that as well. This is 24/7.
And the camera on the TV, like, it was a legit, like, boxing angle, boxing. Like, it looked like exactly like the cameras and everything they do for normal boxing. It was, that was it.
I think it's incredibly directed.
Yeah.
Like, I think the first boxing fight in Mexico. The way the camera just floats. You're like, oh, like, this guy's doing shit like Scorsese used to do shit. Like, you know, you're just, he's in the ring over there and you're kind of like just floating through the crowd here.
Yeah.
And then we're going to join back up with him and then, you know, move around the ring and stuff like that. I'm like, it's fucking great. Like, it, to me, it's like, that's what makes a movie stand out. For like, the director to be thinking, what can I do here?
Yeah.
Sometimes it is just a two shot, and you're like, we're just gonna have the two of them there. Let's see. And then it's like, but when he's like, you know what?
Please take your dick off the table.
No,
I'm making a point.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna show you everything I can do, and you're gonna love it.
Again, like, please take your penis off the table, Reed.
No.
Get him out of here. No, I'll say when I leave.
So, like,
yeah,
I thought it was, I like, this is my second time watching it only.
Okay.
And there's a few things, like, you could probably shave about 15 minutes.
You could shave about 25.
25, you think?
I think so. And I wasn't a huge fan of the romantic angle. I thought, you know, like,
she's good though.
She is good, but I was kind of like, there was either a little bit too much of it or not quite enough, and I can't quite figure out what it was. You know what I mean? I thought I kind of slowed it down. I did need it. You know what? It needed something, and they plugged it with that. But I don't know if that. I would have liked to have seen him struggle maybe a little bit with his father, or, you know, try and look into more about his dad, or, you know, something to do with Apollo. Rather than, not even necessarily rather, maybe cut half the romantic stuff out and give me a little bit more of him trying to figure out a little bit more about what made his dad tick or something. You know what I mean?
He's barely, like, in the movie, Apollo, but he looms so large over it. Like,
and maybe that's, you know, that's obviously a choice.
The point, you know? I guess. Yeah. Like, you know, like,
but
I like the whole Rocky angle of, you know, he's just, he has his restaurant.
Yeah.
It's like, bills paid, that's good, you know.
Yeah.
And like, it's like him, basically, this guy from, when you looked at Rocky IV, He's like a multi-millionaire. And now he's
the
like,
robot.
robot butler. Like
he's come a long way from a robot butler in a mansion.
And now he's like there with his mittens on and his glasses down or whatever like that. Like
I don't know.
I just like I really appreciated like when he's like putting together his crew. He's like, we're going to train here. You know, like all this motley crew. And then it's like, yeah, that's exactly what you need. Like, these unsung heroes.
And Stitch. They had Stitch in it and all.
Is that his name?
Well, that's what they call him. Yeah. But like, that's what they called him in the UFC and all.
Is
Stitch.
It? Was it?
Oh, well. So it was just there.
Geraldo himself.
Yeah, I know. But yeah, all that stuff was great. And I thought the... Do you know what my only issue with it is? Is that like, it's so mirrored a lot of the first one.
Yeah, it's
the point. But like... There was a lot of good nods to it, like Rocky fans would be happy without it being too in your face. But the general story was very similar. I'm surprised Rocky at some stage wasn't like, you know something, kid? This exact situation happened to me 40 years ago. I was an unknown and I got an unscheduled title fight. He's like, ain't that crazy? Huh? I said, ain't it crazy?
Hey, unk. Yeah.
You're talking to a wall.
Yeah. Oh, good. Did you call me, Spud?
Do you know what I mean? Like, there was just a little bit that was like a little bit... I'm surprised Rocky wasn't more like, this is unbelievable.
The fight at the end...
Yeah.
Like, the two-minute fight scene... Like, go back and watch that again. It's incredible. Or the two-round. It's more than 2 minutes.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of time, like, oh, yeah, like... When they're walking out to the ring at the end, it's like one unbroken take.
I'm like, I like that.
You know, but the fight, like, in the ring when it's like him and Conlon, like the bit that really fucking got me when the second round where he like lands the dig, and like cuts him on and like whatever way it's like that Jaws camera shot where it's like it's moving in but zooming away, and it's the look on his face of like. I can't believe I've been hit.
And
I was like, oh, here we fucking go. Like, and then when you know, Donnie gets knocked down, the fucking editing, like, it cuts out the sound.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just, it's the count is going.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, like these little snippets.
Yeah.
And then, like, it's a snippet of Apollo. And they're like, Let's
fucking go. Do you know what I loved during the fight was like when his eye is all the way closed shut and he's like, how many fingers? And I didn't even notice it until he did it the second time.
Because
the first time he like taps him, like Rocky taps him four times on the back of the head. He's like, four. And he's like, and again. And then I already noticed then it was like,
it's great.
It was like two. And I was like, all right.
And like, when he says he's like, go girl, knock his ass out. I was like, he's like, you're doing this for you. I love you.
Kid.
Man. You should have fucking won. Like,
I know. But it was kind of like, it kind of made it a bit more real. Kind of like, again.
No, I mean, Stallone should have won.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, right. I thought you meant he should have won the fight. Yeah.
Well, apparently there was a version of the script that he won the fight, but I think it's better
that he didn't.
I think the second one starts with him fighting the guy that was supposed to fight Conlon in this.
Right. Oh, okay.
They're fighting for the title. Like the second one is all about him being champ and Drago and his son.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Stallone all over. Yeah.
There's no easy way out.
Some remix version for 20.
I didn't
care
for the score in this. I have to say. Look, it was fine.
I didn't notice it. I thought, I quite liked in the last round where it's like, it's like, you're going to go and you're going to knock him down. It's like, what are you going to do? And all this sort of stuff. And then when he gets up and it's like, dun, 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 dun,
but it dun, wasn't. It wasn't the Bill Conti, like, you know?
I liked it. There was enough for me in that.
If they just let it rip a little bit more, like, I wanted going the distance. You know, I wanted to fly now. Like, you know, I wanted it all. And they kind of...
diluted it.
They held it back. They were like... you know, teasing me.
Yeah.
You know? So.
They're edging you.
Yes.
I've just learned what that phrase means.
Oh, where have you been, man? You're on the internet? You don't know what edging means?
I know what it means, but I don't think I'd be into it.
I'm not into it. Like, I know what it means. Okay. Like, you know.
It's funny whenever I've said to you before, like whenever there's like a porno reference and something, and Kerry asks, "What's that?" and I start explaining, she's like, "Stop, stop, these are pigs." Like, you asked,
you open this door, counselor. Yeah. All right, what's your rating?
I will give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. It's pretty good for me.
Yeah, I guess. Less than Demolition Man.
Yeah.
Oh no, it's a better movie. It's a better movie than Demolition Man. This is a 9 for me.
Okay.
It's a 9. I think it does, it's not without its little imperfections, but like I would actually,
it's a good movie.
I would have loved to have seen it on the big screen with a huge crowd. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, all right, Rocco.
Yeah.
You know?
The line reading?
Line reading,
for excellence in acting.
There's a couple, but like I like one step, one round, one punch.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like,
I like that.
Or like I fight, you fight.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. I'd go with the locker room thing where he's like, it's like whatever for one day.
I put it on the bowl. I put all the good things I have, I put it in the bowl to get one more day with my wife. I'll do it.
Yeah, I liked all that. I was like, good. Ooh, that's very good.
Yeah. Richie Koster, I have to just shout out, who's the coach in Mighty Mix Gym. He's Pete.
Oh, right.
He's
like
the grade A scumbag, you know, like he can smell the grease off him. Like, you know, you just go over and you're like,
yeah, my God, you're greasy.
And then a little shout out.
The acting, best actor, it's Stallone.
Yeah, it's got to be Stallone.
But
I thought Tessa Thompson very good in this.
I liked her, yeah.
Yeah,
she's good.
Yeah. You kind of, you miss Carl Weathers.
You do.
But the whole point of the movie is dead, you know what I mean? Like, so.
He wasn't dead at that point, was he?
No, not in real life. No,
yeah.
But like the whole
they could
point
have had him in for something.
But like the whole thing is he never met him or anything like that.
Yeah,
he died.
I guess he can't show him age he is now.
Unless,
I guess.
You know.
It's like, how are you aging in heaven?
You can't pull that trick
that
they do in Black Panther, which is, you know, when Michael B. Jordan takes the flower and he sees his dad.
Yeah.
No tears for me. Fucking man. Sterling K. Brown, what an actor.
All right. Time to get our plugs in.
Yeah, please wrap it up.
You can find us on Instagram at What's So Great About Pod for the last time. Terry, you you can find us,
I know.
Right. We have a live show coming up, folks. The date is May 23rd. It's in Little Whelan's in Dublin. We got some lovely little segments lined up. And it's going to be a good time.
It's going to be a great time. Come join us.
Join us for our... Technically, it's the podcast, as it stands, first ever live show. So you don't want to miss it. If you call yourself a fan, you don't want to miss it. That's all I'll say. You can find us on Patreon. And you can find a link there in our Instagram bio where you'll find seasons that we have done, such as What's So Great About the MCU, What's So Great About Ryan Gosling, What's So Great About 90s Action, What's So Great About Big Willy's Flops, a.k.a. Will Smith's Bad Movies. You had about 100 top 5 episodes. You have a bunch of pitch meeting episodes. If you liked that one last week, or if you liked the filler episodes that we've put out the last 2 weeks, you'll find about 100 times that on Patreon for a mere fiver.
It's a good time.
It's a great time. Yep. Thank you, Terry. Now, what else can they do, huh?
If you can't afford the €5 a month, well, you got problems, my friend.
Big time.
But you can do me a favor and give me a rating and review. Now, Andy.
Yeah?
In this movie, Adonis Creed goes 12 rounds with pretty Ricky Conlon. I don't want a 12-star review. That'd be lunacy. You can just give me a 5-star review. Really helps grow the podcast. Gets you back in our hearts for putting us back in the charts. I flipped it.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Next week, I guess we'll be doing our wrap-up and a jam session before we get started into our brand new mini-series of sequels.
What's the first one in the sequels?
You know what it's going to be.
Godfather 2?
No.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Top Gun? Okay, we got it, guys. So join us for that, but next week we'll... Okay, please. See you later.
Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking. Time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Wake up all the doctors, make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and who catch all the hair. But they don't have so very long before their judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up all the builders, time to build a new land. I know we could do it if we all lend a hand. The only thing we have to do is put it in our minds. Surely things will work out, they do it every time. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me. Change it, yeah. Change it. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Need some help, y'all. Y'all. Can't do it alone. Can't do it alone. Yeah. Yeah. Wake up, everybody. Wake up, everybody. Need a little help, y'all. Yes, I do. Need a little help. Say it for me. Need some help. No, I've changed the world what it used to be. Can't do it alone.
Can't do it alone.
Need some help, yeah.
Need some help, yeah.
Wake up, everybody. Get up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Wake up. Come on. Come on.
Teach the truth.
Wake up.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.
Teach the babies.
Teach the children.